Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And I hope you'll check it out, please, and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry, no cost. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And Barbara... And by the way, folks, Barbara is an award-winning expert on small business. She's one of the top experts on small business taxes on the planet. She's written all the books on small business taxes, the J.K. Lasser's Guides to Small Business Taxes, so many. What is it? Now, 2010 is already out?
Yeah, the 2011 will be out in a month, and it's at the printer, and we're set to go, even though Congress hasn't finished doing what they're supposed to do.
I was going to ask you, which is where I want to go with our discussion. So the title is J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes, 2011, 2010, whatever you need there. So Barbara, small business owners don't know what our costs are going to be next year.
I mean, they don't even know what the taxes rules are going to be for this year.
I know some of them they don't, do they?
No, there were dozens of rules that expired at the end of 2009, including the research credit,
right? Which Mr. Obama's
employment-related credits,
right?
And we don't know whether they're going to be extended for this year now,
retroactive or whatever.
Exactly, and
yeah.
Then, as you mentioned, we don't know what's happening with the Bush tax cuts, which are set to expire at the end of this year, so we don't know the rates for next year.
Right. You know, I'll tell you, Barbara, there are people, you know, and here's what's amazing to me. This demonstrates how little the people in Washington understand about how Main Street marketplace works. Right now, including myself, small business owners are making plans for next year. We're proposing to customers. We're building in our costs and our you know, all the expenses and everything of running our business, including taxes. And we're trying to price our products for next year. We don't know what our margins are going to be now because we don't know what the taxes are going to be.
You're absolutely right. This is, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing that the taxpayers can do other than vote at the ballot box in less than a month, in about a month now.
And can you believe that they left this time? They have not passed a budget, and they have not taken care of the taxes.
This is their one job.
How do they get? Why are we paying them, Barbara? Why don't we somehow
have to fire them?
We have to fire them, and we've got to start tying their pay to their performance. Barbara, if I don't perform, I don't get paid. How about you?
Same here.
They don't seem to have that problem.
I don't know how they can look people in the eye.
Yeah, it's amazing, folks. So, and there may be a anyway. I don't want to get any more politics. But talk to us about the president has got the small business bill which he signed last week, which included $30 billion for independent banks. I've already passed my opinion of all this. I'd like your thoughts on the Small Business Act that he just signed.
Well, I'll talk about the tax provisions in it and tell you that it sounds good. It's good PR, but in terms of, you know, it's called the Small Business Jobs Bill. There isn't a single direct provision in there to help jobs, and whether there's going to be any indirect boost to hiring, I highly doubt it.
Well, what are some of the specifics?
What's in there is some very nice incentives for companies that could take advantage of it, but it's not like an overall tax cut for small business in any way.
Hmm. Well, talk to us now. One thing that I remember was something about increasing depreciation. Treatment of depreciation is different, right?
Absolutely. What they did was the expensing the deduction, which is the ability to write off the full cost in the year you buy something rather than having to depreciate it over a number of years.
Right.
They doubled it from $250,000 to $500,000.
Which is way more than most small business owners need.
We're very happy with the $250,000.
Yeah, it's way more than most small business owners need. And so that's not going to
create. Yeah, I mean, think about how many small businesses buy $500,000 of equipment.
And the other $250,000, all that does, folks, is accelerate the depreciation. It doesn't give them anything they weren't ultimately going to get anyway.
Yeah, it's just the timing mechanism.
What about
the other thing they did was add a bonus depreciation, which allows you to write off 50% of the cost. This isn't a small business provision. I mean, yes, small businesses can use it, but so can multinational corporations.
Right. All right. What about the capital gains? Is that in there?
No.
There is
a provision to allow investors in certain small businesses to have 100% exclusion of capital gain.
Yeah.
It's such a narrow thing. First of all, it only applies to investments in C corporations.
Wow.
It doesn't apply to S corporations.
Which is not the way most small businesses are formed.
Second of all, it only applies to investments after September 27th and before January 1.
What?
Now, many deals can't even possibly get done in this short time.
Unbelievable. No, deals don't come together that way.
Yeah, I mean, they don't.
It's unbelievable.
So, you know, and then of course
this is basically just whitewash, ladies and gentlemen. And I warned you.
Good.
I warned you about
wonderful.
It. Barbara, I warned him about this months ago. And especially, I didn't know all the tax details, but I knew about the banking part of this, which was to get more money to independent banks. Well, Barbara, independent banks have already told me we have plenty of money to loan. The problem is small business owners aren't asking us for loans.
Not only aren't they asking, but many won't even be able to qualify now because of going through all these years of bad economics. The owners... FICO score is terrible.
So whatever time they spent working on that program instead of the budgets, instead of getting the tax rates down, extended, I should say, was just wasted. Ten Till, stay with us. Right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.